Welcome to a World Youth Day podcast brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul. Don't forget to visit our website at www.daughtersofst.paul.org.au.
Morning prayer for Saturday, the 19th of July. Gracious God, we have travelled from far and wide to celebrate our faith in you. Grant that on our pilgrimage, we might come to know you at greater depth, that we will continue to discover your beauty and your joy in the company of others. Nourish us on the way and draw us closer to yourself. Amen.
There is a very old tradition in our church of people who go on pilgrimage to a holy place. In this case, our holy place is the event of World Youth Day and the city of Sydney. For those of us who live in Sydney, being on pilgrimage in our own city, we are invited to look around us with new eyes, as if seeing things for the first time. We are also invited to recognise the sacred or holy in the place where we live. We can ask ourselves, do we recognise the presence of God, alive and active, in this place? When we set out on pilgrimage, we must check to see that we have enough supplies to get us to the next rest stop. And for us, that means finding out where we are with God right now and deciding where we would like to be at the end. We must also accept that the journey is going to cost us something. It might be as simple as the discomfort of waiting long periods between events, sitting on the cold, hard ground. We will each need to find a comfortable pace at which to walk, a pace that isn't so fast and energetic that it is going to tire us out quickly, and then mean that we will have to stop before reaching our goal.
You, O Lord, are close, your ways are truth.
I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, are close. Your ways are truth.
The scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 to 31. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight.
On the journey to Emmaus, we encountered the disciples struggling to accept the events that had unfolded and unable to recognize Jesus when they encounter him. They walk with him by their side for some time before finally, at the breaking of bread, they recognize that he had been with them all along. In our life pilgrimage, we often fail to recognize Christ who walks beside us, often present in the people on our journey. We are surprised to discover Jesus in unexpected places and in unexpected moments. Where did my journey to World Youth Day begin? Where am I now? How has Jesus been a part of this journey?
Let us pray to Christ, who of his fullness gives his people love in return for love. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all pilgrims, that in the journey of these days they may have encountered Christ and been renewed by his friendship. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For human society across the ages, that it might be awakened to Christ present in every generation. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For audiences, young and old, that they choose media content that promotes what is good in people and cultures and that nourishes the whole person. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, set our hearts on the journey of your Son through his life, death and resurrection. Help us recognize the story of his life as also our own. Help us to walk with him through the blessings and trials of life, and trust in you always as the beginning and end of all our journeys. Amen.